It's 2:30 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Megan Housley with Michelle Nash and Mike Crisolago. It's -1 and snowing outside our East York studios, but the wind chill makes it feel more like -9. Now here are the headlines. Rescue workers continue to look for survivors after an earthquake devastated the Abruzzo region in Italy. The Blue Jays get set for their second game of the season in a very dry Rogers Center, and Farrah Fawcett is doing fine after some minor surgery. Now to our top story. Over 200 people are confirmed dead in the earthquake that hit Italy's Abruzzo region early yesterday morning. Another 2,000 are injured and almost 20,000 are left homeless. Rescue workers are going around the clock to find more survivors, but they say at this point time is working against them. Vaughan MP Maurizio Bevilacqua says this is a very difficult time for the Toronto Italian community. Almost 100,000 people in the GTA have family roots in L'Aquila. It is the hardest hit town in the Abruzzo region. Those looking for information on family and friends in the devastated region are being told to call Foreign Affairs. The Humane Society of Durham Region burned to the ground on December 17th last year. The flames have been put out and the surviving animals have been rescued. There is a grave need for the shelter in the Durham region, and staff is eager to get back to helping the animals, but politics are getting in the way. Mallory Hendry reports.
Ruby Richards, manager of the Humane Society, is struggling to keep her staff motivated and the animals healthy. It's hard, Richards says, because they serve one of the largest areas in Ontario.
Between 500 and 700,000 people in Durham right now. And it's probably, as for area square miles, we probably have one of the largest coverage areas we have to deal with.
Getting the Humane Society back up and running has become a political issue. The city of Whitby is taking its time with the zoning. If they take the usual 4 to 6 months, the shelter may lose the land that they've bought. Lindsay Cope, animal care manager, is frustrated by the delay.
Oh, it just infuriates me. It's frustrating. I mean, I don't know, to me, but I mean, I don't know politically, I know nothing. It's just frustrating thinking, like, how hard is it to give us a little piece of land? Like, it's not like we're asking for, you know, 200 acres in the middle of the city. Like, all we're asking for is an acre or two.
The community is showing their support through fundraisers and donations. Richards hopes this will put pressure on political leaders to make their zoning a priority. Mallory Hendry, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
A baby girl waits at Sick Kids Hospital for an operation to save her life. Lillian O'Connor, who is from PEI, is hooked up to a respirator while she awaits a heart transplant. Kaylee Wallace, another baby girl, is Lillian's potential donor. Her parents are considering the risks involved with the complicated procedure. Lillian, who will be a month old on Thursday, has a heart disease that doesn't allow enough oxygen into her blood. Doctors say she'll only live a few more weeks if she doesn't get a transplant. Baby Kaylee has a problem with her brain. She can't breathe without a machine. Her parents say they have exhausted all medical resources and they want Kaylee's heart to go to Lillian. They know she's dying and will take her off life support. A stolen Thunder Bay plane landed in Missouri last night. Its pilot is now in the custody of the FBI. Two U.S. fighter jets started tracking the plane when it crossed the Michigan-Wisconsin border. An FBI spokesperson said the pilot was born in Turkey but became a Canadian citizen last year. The plane was stolen from Confederation College in Thunder Bay. College VP Judy Mondrell said the pilot just hopped the fence and took off. And that's the latest news. Now here's Michelle with sports.
Canada's curling team won 8-3 this morning against Switzerland at the World Men's Curling Championship. Canada has won their last four games and now leads the tournament. Captain Kevin Martin has dominated so far in this championship. Tonight, he faces a tough competition against Thomas Ulsrud of Norway. Tonight, the Rogers Centre is going to be dry. The penalty, which involves one more Jays game and one Argonaut game this season, is a result of 5 infractions involving drinking and drug use by patrons taken place over last year's season. Yesterday, opening night had an attendance of close to 50,000 people. Tonight, the Rogers Centre has reported to have sold just about 15,000 tickets. David Percy is starting for the Jays. The Jays host the Detroit Tigers tonight at 7 o'clock. Swimsuit season is just around the corner, forcing the masses to sweat it out to get beach body ready. Running on the treadmill like a hamster just doesn't cut it for most people these days. A more stimulating way to trim down can be found at Steele's West Gym, and there isn't a dumbbell or stair climber in sight. Jenna Conter has this story.
Okay, cut, see.
A
good workout at Steeles West Gym begins with a warm-up on the trampoline. 4 years ago, this center for gymnastics started hosting evening drop-in sessions. Steeles West Gym is open to beginners interested in a good workout and also has the equipment for gymnasts to improve their skills. Alan Kang rents the space from the owner.
Unlike other open gyms, I run like a little warm-up and group kind of stretching, tumbling warm-up first, so just to make sure everyone has something to work on and, you know, they got their basics down. And I get the range of people. I get dancers, I get fight students, computer programmers, you know, everyday Joes who just want to learn something new and different with their body.
The group warm-up lasts about 2 hours. The gym is then open for a variety of training opportunities. For clients like Alana Zatzman, there couldn't be a better way to keep her body in tip-top shape for her job as a stunt performer.
I am a stunt performer and a web graphics designer, and I go here for extra training. It's just good to have extra skills in other areas, and I'm not really skilled in this area, so learning something new is always fun.
Variety is the spice of life, and the people at Steeles West Gym take full advantage of these drop-in sessions. Adults over the age of 18 are welcome to check it out every Monday and Friday evening. Jenna Conter, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
The Leafs host the New Jersey Devils tonight at 7 o'clock. This is the Leafs' third last game of the season. And the Raptors host the Atlanta Hawks tonight at 7 o'clock at the ACC. Atlanta is in fourth place in the East standings. The Raptors are 17-21 in Canada this season. That's all now at the Sports Desk. After a short break, Mike Crisolago will have all the entertainment news.
So I like totally had the sweats and I was like nauseous and I thought it was like some kind of flu bug or like something I ate. Like I'm only 38. Like I play golf whenever I can and I like totally cut down on my smoking and I'm not that much overweight. Anyway, so like the chest pain, it was like someone was like standing on my chest. I could like hardly catch my breath. So my neighbor says like I'm like totally calling an ambulance. Stupid me, I'm still going like no. I'll be fine. It's just gas pains. Only now the pain starts spreading to my shoulder and like my neck, then my arm, and so like finally I'm like, okay, call the ambulance. I got to the hospital and they like stopped the heart attack. I mean like as fast as it started with this new treatment that dissolves blood clots. Here's the real kicker. The treatment is so new, it's like not available everywhere. Guess it was my lucky day.
Welcome back and hello everyone. I'm Mike Crisolago and here's the latest in entertainment news. Well, there's some relief today for fans of Farrah Fawcett. A close friend confirmed that the 62-year-old actress is, quote, not on death's door. The friend did admit that Fawcett's anal cancer has spread to her liver. However, many outlets reported that the former Charlie's Angels star was in hospital and near death. Fawcett's doctor and the friend both confirmed that she was admitted to a Los Angeles hospital for a minor procedure. The friend stated that Fawcett is doing great and that she'll head home soon. On the literary front, with Harbourfront's author reading series approaching, another Canadian reading series is celebrating material that some authors never intended to see the light of day. It's called The Grown-Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids, and as Laura Godfrey reports, anyone is free to take the mic in this soul-bearing, diary and teenage poetry sharing event.
Once a season, dozens of Torontonians get up on stage and risk humiliating themselves before a crowd of hundreds. Some read their most personal childhood diary entries, and some read their long-forgotten letters to Santa. Steve, a speaker at the most recent event, read from a newspaper he created with his older brother over 50 years ago. The newspaper was for cats and dogs. They even wrote a national anthem for the animals.
Wolfersons and growlers sit beside their well-filled bowls. Luxury surrounds them all, while we poor hungry souls.
The series organizer, Dan Meisner, works for CBC Radio's program Spark. He says he got the idea for this series 2 years ago while digging through old cardboard boxes with his wife. They found her seventh grade diary and started reading pages out loud. Meisner was convinced this experience was something other people could enjoy too.
What's really neat about it is that you're kind of capturing a moment in time that you maybe haven't revisited in a while and sort of remembering that awkward in-between stage of childhood and angsty teenage poetry writing. It's neat to look back.
As unimaginable as it might seem to read about your first crush or your deepest family secrets in front of 200 strangers, there's an air of support as each person takes the stage. Selena Alvey, a first-time reader from Brampton, said she was afraid people wouldn't laugh at her. As the reading series grows in popularity, it continues to expand outside of Toronto. Last year, there were events in Ottawa and Montreal. Although it's a free event, Meisner pays for the venues through profits made at the venue's cash bar. There's not much profit involved, if any, but he vows that as long as people keep showing up to read, he'll keep giving them a place to do it. Laura Godfrey, Observer News, Toronto.
And finally, in the What Were You Thinking department, a Fox News columnist's job hangs in limbo after he wrote a review of a pirated film. Roger Friedman recently reviewed an illegal version of the upcoming film X-Men Origins: Wolverine. The movie was leaked onto the internet last week. Friedman's review appeared on his blog on foxnews.com. The review came as the film studio 20th Century Fox appealed to the FBI for help in fighting the piracy. Now, Friedman faces one major obstacle in his attempt to keep his job. Fox News and 20th Century Fox are both owned by the same parent company. And that's your entertainment news. Let's send it back to Megan for the wrap.
Thanks, Mike. That's the news for now. You can hear more coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.